Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to Romanian pop singer Alina Pușcu, who makes her acting debut in the summer swords and sorcery film Conan the Barbarian. Stick around, but be prepared to turn on the air conditioning. There's a lot of heat rising off today's guest. So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are more than 900 archived celebrity and pop culture interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by Audible. Audible is offering Mr. Media listeners a free audiobook download and a 14-day trial offer to give you a chance to check out their very cool service. I love listening to books on tape. If you've never tried it before, actors or sometimes the authors themselves read to you. It's great for the commute, the beach, or even unwinding before bed. You can choose a free audiobook from Audible's enormous library of best-selling titles, including The Help by Catherine Stockett, A Stolen Life by J.C. Dugard, and Bossy Pants by Tina Fey. Here's an excerpt from Bossy Pants, read by the author, Tina Fey.
Because I am nothing if not an amazing businesswoman, I researched what kind of content makes for best-selling books. It turns out the answer is one-night stands, drug addictions, and recipes. Here, we are out of luck. But I can offer you lurid tales of anxiety and cowardice. Why is this audiobook called Bossy Pants? One, because the name Two and a Half Men was already taken. And two, because ever since I became an executive producer of 30 Rock, people have asked me, is it hard for you being the boss? And is it uncomfortable for you to be the person in charge? You know, in that same way they say, gosh, Mr. Trump, is it awkward for you to be the boss of all these people? I can't answer for Mr. Trump, but in my case, it is not.
You can also download The Profiler, written by famed criminal profiler Pat Brown and yours truly, which Pat will read to you personally. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience that is alternately casting spells on me and threatening me with sharp, jeweled objects in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. Alina Pușcu is hot. Hot as in people are talking about her. Hot as in the YouTube video for her song, When You Leave, Numa Numa. Hot as in she's appearing in her first movie this week, Conan the Barbarian. And hot as in, have you seen this girl? Over here. That, as Paris would say, is hot. Now, you may also have seen her modeling in Pepe Jeans and Victoria's Secret campaigns, or on the cover of Playboy magazine in 2009, where she was photographed by film director Brett Ratner. Not bad, huh? Alina Pușcu, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hi. Thank you for inviting me.
my pleasure, and my pleasure. And I understand we've got you at a very interesting time in your life. It's the night before Conan the Barbarian opens to the world, and when we're done talking, you'll actually be getting ready to go out to your very first premiere.
Yes, I'm very excited about tonight. It's just a dream come true. I'm been waiting for like a year and a half for this movie to come out. So it's like it's a big day and very important day of my life.
It must be a very tough first. That year and a half was probably very tough, knowing that you had this opportunity. It's in a can somewhere. You can't do anything about it. And now today, every minute must seem like an hour waiting to get to tonight.
I know. I can't wait to see myself on the big screen. I'm kind of nervous, but it's exciting.
What? Take us through what's going on in your life today. What have you been doing? And when we're done with you with this interview, what will you be doing still to get prepared?
What I've been doing, I'm being study a lot. I've been taking classes, acting, a ballet coach. Because you have to continue. Even you wanna be an actress, and even you're an actress, you have to study every day. So I'm being study. I'm being traveling all over the world with my friends, having fun, working, and it's like I'm been doing everything, enjoying my life, basically.
And what about today? Your big day today. How have you spent the day getting ready for the premiere?
It didn't start yet. I just woke up. Last night I have like, oh my God, I'm nervous. Oh my God, all my friends are going to see me in a week in a big screen. So I was like a little bit like nervous when I wake up. And after I say, you know what, I'm proud of myself because I work hard and I deserve to get a chance, you know. So it's like, so I'm very excited actually. It's getting, little by little, I'm getting there to be prepared and be confident and just see my movie and tell my story to the people.
Did you go out and buy yourself something new to wear for tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to wear I can say it so much. It's a surprise.
Oh,
but it's beautiful. It's the color is gray. It's a gown and it's gorgeous. Very classy, very like very very classy, very elegant, show a lot of your personality. I think it's like it goes to my personality. That's why I chose this dress, because it's really, really beautiful.
Well, tell us a little bit about your role in the movie. How did you get this role, first of all?
How I get this role, I was in the cover of Playboy in 2009, and the director saw my cover, and he called my agent, and he said, I want this girl to audition for the movie Conan the Barbarian. And then they put me in the contact with the director. I met the director and producer. I met everyone. And they offered me two parts. Actually, they offered me the lead. And, yeah, and say, if you do a great job, you will get a part. So I went for the audition. I did a great job, but at the end of the day, like, they want a name. So they say, we love you. We want you in the movie. And then they find me a part. So I'm the lead of the slave girls, which is better for me because I'm scared to take a big role. Mm-hmm. For beginning, I prefer to build it a little bit, to do like a small role than to like do a big role. And I wasn't ready, you know, you have to be ready. So I wasn't ready. So I'm happy with what I got. I'm happy I'm in this movie, and I'm very grateful.
It's very exciting. And what can you tell us about your role? How long will we see, you know, how much time do you have, and what are you doing on screen without giving too much away?
It's like 10 minutes, and it's like I'm the lead of the slave girls, and it's a beautiful story. Like, he saved my life from this really bad person, and he treats all these girls, all the girls, he treats everyone really bad and put us in the cage and don't give us food and don't, it's like a slave, it's like a gypsy, or the gypsy there, they're like travel all over the world, and they're like, so it's basically, I think it's a beautiful story, and Conan saved my life. I can say so much about it because it's like I'm sure I'm not allowed to say anything, but it's like you guys should go and watch it and find out exactly.
Well, just what little you told us sounds very much like a scene from a Conan story. Did you see the original movie or movies with the?
Yes. So yeah, I saw the lot. The one with Arnold Schwarzenegger, I saw it. This is different. I think everyone is trying to save their lives. So I didn't see the movie, but I wrote the script. Mm-hmm. I read the script, so it's like, basically, it's like, I don't know exactly how is the final cut, but I saw the trailer and I was really impressed. It looks amazing. Everyone looks so great. And I'm sure it's going to be a great movie because everyone works so hard and they, I don't know, I'm sure.
Now, I hate to even ask you this, but because you did pose for a Playboy cover, I'm going to ask, do you keep your clothes on in Conan the Barbarian?
I think you should go and find out for yourself.
Oh.
I can't say so much.
Oh, my. That's vague. That right there. Anyone watching this?
I'm going to break a lot of guys' hearts, so I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. All right. Had you been wanting to get into movies when this opportunity came up?
Yes. I have been studying for 5 years at Lee Strasberg, and I just take the classes. Larry Mawson is an amazing, inspired teacher, and he inspired me more and more and more. So right now, I really want to work hard and really accomplish my passion.
Hmm. And
I'm very passionate about acting. Like, I try modeling, I try singing, I try music, and acting, it really connects to my heart.
Yeah, was it a big leap to go from singing to acting?
Like what? From singing to acting? I mean, in life you have to try everything because you never know what you're good for, and you never know where is your talent and where is your passion. So that's why I say I tried everything, and it's like I like music, but music was more for fun and more like. And modeling, it was the job which opens my door to do other stuff.
Hmm. Well, I know.
I just love to work and love to, like, travel and meet people. And, like, it's part of me.
Well, I have not obviously seen Conan yet. Obviously, it won't open nationally until tomorrow. But when I saw your music video on YouTube, I watched that and I thought, well, clearly, this woman can act. I mean, it's just you're a beautiful woman, and you seem to be acting very well in the video. So it seemed like this is probably a very natural step. Although there's a big difference from playing a slave in a sword and sorcery movie to I'm trying to think. Were you a medical patient in the video? I'm trying to remember. How to explain that. How would you explain the video? Maybe I should ask you.
I don't know. It's like, I was like more like a robot, a girl, like, she's unreal.
Mm-hmm.
Like something, it's like, she's like a doll. And she's like, so it's more like, I don't know, more fantasy, more mystery. But the part in the corner is very—it's very sad and very like the part I play. It's like it's very like it's sad because she's a slave and she doesn't have nobody. She doesn't have a house. She's just very scared and very, and she doesn't know this guy can kill her, and she has to like talk to him and you know save her life and save other people. So it's a very it's very challenge to play that kind of role.
Do you, I'm assuming you're out in Hollywood, out in Los Angeles, looking for the next role and the next role. Do you worry that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm working some projects too.
Okay.
Well, and I can say so much, but it's like, it's continue. It's like you get opportunity and like it's start coming, everybody starts trying to give you opportunity to do different stuff in this business, which is very excited. Because it's hard for me because I start modeling, and like in this business, when you're so pretty and you look like a model, it's like a lot of people judge you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard. They can trust you if you can act or if you cannot act. And it's very hard. It's like acting, it's like it's a part of your life. It's a commitment. It's a big commitment. And it's a lot of work. It's not just like being pretty and look good and just like say lines. It's about study. Make that part of you alive and make you your life. So it's a lot of emotion and a lot of strength and a lot of, it's very hard. I choose the hardest I think I choose the hardest business.
Well, and what I was going to ask you, you're actually pretty close to answering my question without it being asked, but in Hollywood there are a lot of beautiful women vying for roles in film and TV, and there are my sense is that it's very difficult to be taken seriously when you're a beautiful woman, because they just a lot of people just see your looks. They don't expect you to be intelligent or to be thinking about the roles. Is that a challenge for you to overcome that expectation?
Yes, it's like it's hard. It's like even when you get into this business, it's like hard to get a manager, an agent, and it's like I never give up. I always believe in that dream, and I always believe in myself and make people believe in myself. Mm-hmm. And right now, it's just like I'm been waiting for such a long time for this movie, and it's going to happen, and people are going to see it. It's not such a big role. It's a small role, but you can see me. It's not like I'm not trying to act to be anybody or want to be anybody. I want to be myself, and I want to grow in this business like Alina. I'm not trying to be like any other actresses and any other. It's just like I think it's a part – acting is a part of my life. Mm-hmm. Because I have very hard childhood, and just I put myself in every – like in this role, it was perfect because it was part of my life. So it was like it was giving to me. Mm-hmm. It's like it was a gift, and it was amazing. Like I have that opportunity to play this role.
When you said you had a difficult childhood, was that in Romania or was that here?
In Romania. Mm-hmm.
Anything you would want to tell us about?
I think one day I will be ready to talk about it. But it's that's why he makes me very. That's why it makes me very passionate and very special to choose this business.
Do you have family here in the United States?
No.
Hmm. Family.
And it's sad because when I get confirmed from this role, my father passed away.
Oh.
And I was in my family at the house, and they come in. It's like, you got the role, and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe it. And it's like I was dealing with my father's funeral, and I was dealing with the movie. So it's really a hard time for me, and my mom was in the hospital. So it's like I have a really hard time the past 2 years. And, yeah, it was like, you know, sometimes something is coming good and something is coming bad. So it's like you have to deal with it. It's life.
Hmm. Well, maybe a lot of – after tonight's premiere, maybe there'll be a lot of good things coming to you, and that'll start to – make the bad seem a little less imposing on your life.
No, I'm very confident, and I'm very like I know what I want. Mm-hmm. And it's like I encourage myself every day, and like it's very hard, but I love what I do, and like it's just part of me.
Well, let's talk just a few more minutes about Conan. We'll let you go and get ready for your big night. Where did you do your shooting?
I shoot in Bulgaria, in Varna, by the beach, Black Sea Beach. So it was like it was easy to like travel from Romania into Bulgaria back and forth and be with my mom and do the movie. It was fun.
So you were still based in Romania when you got the role?
No, in USA.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a little complicated.
Yeah.
And what surprised you most about shooting the film that you did not expect?
Excuse me, can...
Sure. What kind of things, when you were making the movie, surprised you about just the process of making a movie or what people expected of you in the movie?
Everything was easy. It was just like putting myself up there and just like the director directed me the way he wanted, and I did the couple of things the way I wanted. So I don't know what they choose in the end, but definitely I put my heart into it, and definitely it's me. It's not like I tried to like act it or I tried to be different. Mm. And it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of work. we were like, at the end of the day, we're like a family. We understand each other. We try to make it as fun as possible, not just like a work and just like be serious. And like, we're like, we had so much fun. And even the guy, Conan, were like, we get really long with each other, and I get really long with his friends, and we go to lunch, dinners. We had so much fun. Mm-hmm. Like, I was treated like a princess. When I come home, I was like, oh my God, no one give me sandwich in the morning. No one give me. It's like, so it's you get spoiled. And when I was in the set, I love it so much that I said, I want to do this the rest of my life. This is what I want. This was what I was looking for, and I never know why.
I'm thinking, looking at you and talking to you, that when the movie opens tomorrow, men are going to fall in love with you all over the world. My question is, I don't know anything about the fellow who plays Conan. How are women going to respond to him? What should they know about him before the movie opens?
Oh, my God. He's so hot. It's not just about his heart. He has such a great heart. Like, he's an amazing person. He's so real, so down to earth. It's going to be a star, this guy. He has everything, all the package. And the most important, what I care, I don't care about look. I don't care about... I care about personality, and I care about heart. So this guy has it all.
All right, last question. If you could do anything you wanted next, what would you like to do? Would you like to do drama, comedy, adventure? What would you like to do?
Drama.
Really?
I'm a big drama girl.
A future drama queen?
I have a lot. I think I can do everything, but the one I love it is drama. It's part of me, part of my life.
Okay, very nice. Well,
yeah.
I was going to say, folks, you can see Elena Pushkal on the big screen for the very first time when Conan the Barbarian opens in theaters nationwide on Friday, August 11th. And you can look for her music video, When You Leave, Numa Numa, on YouTube. Do you have a website or a Twitter or Facebook, any of that?
Yeah, I have a Twitter. I have a Twitter and Facebook. I have both.
And do you know your account on Twitter? People can find you?
Yes, just like Elena Pushko.
Okay, all solid. Very good. Well, it was delightful to meet you today. I hope you'll come back when you have your next role and talk to us again. Let us know how your career is going. And, best of luck.
It's a top secret.
It's a top secret. All right. Well, when it's not so much of a secret, come back and tell us what you can.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us on Mr. Media today, Elena. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you so much for everything.
All right.
Thank you so much for having me. Please go and watch in August 11 my movie Conan the Barbarian. You will love it.
I will be there.
Let me know.
Okay. All right. Take care. Thank you very
much.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
For more original interviews with America's top actors and actresses, surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MRMedia.com. And if you've enjoyed today's show, subscribe for free to Mr. Media via email, RSS, or iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. You can also download our new free Mr. Media mobile app in the Android market. And, of course, you can always listen with a piece of string in a tin can in soap opera land. Show your support of Mr. Media by supporting our sponsors, including Audible. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. We're also supported by thepartyauthority.us. Call DJ Ira for all your party entertainment needs nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJs or visit their website, thepartyauthority.us. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com. You can also call our 24-hour listener line, 727-498-4711. Some messages may be used in an upcoming show, and unless you live next door to Mr. Media, it's probably a toll call. You can also follow Mr. Media on Facebook, Twitter, or our new YouTube video channel. Thanks so much for joining us today. Really appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back. Hey, folks. You can hear Mr. Media while on the go now with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone, whether you use an iPhone, iPod Touch, Android, BlackBerry Curve, or Palm Pre. And when you download Stitcher to hear Mr. Media today, you have a chance to win some real money. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in your smartphone's app store. Download it. It's free. Takes seconds. Then, during registration, hit the promo code box and enter Mr. Media, that's MR Media, to get automatically entered to win $100. The latest episode of Mr. Media will be waiting for you in Stitcher's favorites right on your phone. You'll get access to lots of other amazing shows, too, always available to you on demand, no syncing. Some of my favorites include WTF with Mark Maron, Plus One Per Diem with Kevin Smith, and The Nerdist with Chris Hardwick. It's all free and all instant to you on Stitcher Smart Radio. And don't forget to win the money. Enter promo code Mr. Media, MR Media, when you register. And thanks for listening.
I'm saxophonist Mindy Avair, and you're listening to Mr. Media. Maybe watching, huh?
Good morning, and welcome to Plus One Per Diem with my mom and dad, Jennifer Swalbach and Kevin Smith.
Morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, man?
Well, it's Monday morning.
Week three, bitch. It's me, the fat one, and her, the big-eared one, Kevin Smith.
And Jen Schwalbach.
And this is Plus One Per Diem, as the kids said. Hey, man, let's pay some bills. Pay this man his money. Give me some music, some bill pay music. MrMedia.com. So much media, so little time. I hear you, brother.
Who keeps track of it all? That would be Mr. Media.
Yeah, man. Can you keep track of Kev being on his radio show and then being on television and then back on the radio show? I was literally listening to the show. There's a great ad for Stitcher in the midst of this ad. I was listening to our show on Stitcher in my car between leaving my show and coming back to my show. So I got to listen. It works flawlessly. I don't know. Anytime I see people bitch on Twitter, like, hey, I can't get it. Holy shit. It's fucking flawless. Anyway, MrMedia.com. Now in its fifth year of online radio and TV shows, there are more than 700 celebrity pop culture and Hollywood interviews in the Mr. Media archive. Of free and premium subscription shows. Mr. Media, a.k.a. journalist Bob Andelman, loves the ladies, attracting everyone from current TV stars such as Jeri Ryan, 7 to 9 on Star Trek, Summer Glau, she was in Firefly, she was in Terminator as well. I think she was the one that gave Mew shit at a Comic-Con. If she's the one that played the space hooker in Firefly, she was at a Comic-Con, Mew was like a huge Firefly fan. He's like, oh, hey, man, I just want to die. And she's like, whatever. Gave him the stone cold fucking shoulder. Anyway.
We don't know it's her for sure.
I'm pretty sure it is. All pretty right. much. But Bob, she didn't do that to old Bob Andelman, Mr. Media. She gave him some fucking ear, and you can hear it. Alicia Cuthbert from 24. Yvonne Strahovski from Sarah, or Sarah on Chuck. To classic movies stars such as Raquel Welch. He's got all the ladies, man. Jeri Ryan, Summer Glau. Is it Elijah or Alicia Cuthbert? Alicia? Chick from 24.
Mm-hmm.
Yvonne Strahovski. Raquel Welch. There's even a video interview with Jason Mewes, Shoot the Hero co-star Samantha Lockwood. That is a starry, starry list. Lots of comedians drop by to chat on the show, too, including Eddie Griffin, Lisa Lampanelli. She did something very cool this weekend, man. Ralphie May, Judy Tenuta, and the late Bob Schimmel twice.
Hmm.
He's a good guy. Did you know him? Good dude. Was he at the club? You've been around.
Yeah, actually, I worked with him at the Improv. He was an amazing, amazing man.
Right on. What did he die? Was it cancer or something?
No, actually, he beat cancer. It was a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He'd actually beaten that. It was a car accident, of all things.
Get out of here, really?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So you can hear interviews with the late Bob Schimmel, man, from Mr. Media. Mr. Media.
Big bucket of wind.
Big bucket of wind right there. Comic book fans, Mr. Media knows what you want. Search the archives to hear interviews with classic Marvel artists such as Gene Colan. I got a Gene Colan Daredevil piece. And Jolton Joe Sinnott, as well as Dave Gibbons of Watchmen, Darwin Cook, Playboy's Gahan Wilson. I love the art of Gahan Wilson. He did tons of National Lampoon's artwork. Oh, my God, he's good. And underground comics legend Dennis Kitchen. I imagine of Kitchen Sink. There are also conversations with the comic strip creators behind Pearls Before Swine, Leo, Zitz, and more. If you're into podcasts, check out Mr. Media's conversations with What the Fuck comedian Mark Maron, or Emily from Sex with Emily, from the Howard Stern universe, Stuttering John Melendez, Red Peters, Mr. Skin. They've all made appearances. This guy, fucking,
he's got a list.
Yeah, Mr. Media's got a list of guests as big as his dick. New shows are posted several times a week with MrMedia.com. You can also subscribe to Mr. Media for free on iTunes, YouTube, or Stitcher for mobile devices such as iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, or the Palm Pre. Visit MrMedia.com to get tons of media for free. Mr.
Good morning. You're listening to Sir Smodcast Internet Radio.